today we've got to talk about something that is a little bit difficult to talk about and deal with. And it's one of the more difficult parts of the healing process. And this is very specifically about overcoming addiction to pornography and unwinding a core issue that can keep you addicted for a long time. This is what I would consider a more advanced topic when it comes to overcoming porn addiction. So if you're completely new to this, what I recommend you do is that you start with the first episode of the Quit by Healing podcast and listen to the first few episodes to kind of get the basics before you jump into this. This is, like I said, more of an advanced part of the healing process beyond the first few steps. And it's a very important part of the process for going from just overcoming the addiction towards sexual mastery, towards actually the other side of the spectrum where you're not just solving the problem, but you're actually going into the positive side of mastering this part of your life instead of being a victim of an addiction that is suppressing that part of your life. All right, and then final preamble, let me also say I'm going to be mentioning some specific porn categories. I'm going to be talking about some aspects of pornography specifically, not in an explicit way, but if you're very easily triggered, if you know that even hearing me mention anything explicit is probably going to trigger you into a porn binge, don't listen to this. Again, this is more advanced. This is, you have to be at a point in your recovery journey where you aren't on a hair trigger for your addiction anymore. Again, if that's not you yet, there's loads of other content in this podcast and on my YouTube channel that will help you take those first steps. Also, you can join the Quit by Healing community for free. The link for that is in the description. I share free courses and resources there for how to overcome addiction. And there is the Quit by Healing program, which you can also take, which is a 21-day program for overcoming porn addiction. That's also linked in the description. All right, with all that said, with all that out of the way, let's get into it. Today's episode is about disconnecting your feelings of sexual shame and generally the negative associations you have with everything surrounding sex and sexuality because of your addiction from the healthy, positive side of sexuality. If you're familiar with my content, you already know that one of the most important mechanisms we have to be aware of is that negative feelings are a trigger for addiction, which means that if you have really strong feelings of like shame and guilt and self-loathing because of your porn habit, those negative feelings themselves will make you more likely to relapse again. This is why the shame-based approach, like trying to shame people out of addictive behaviors, essentially saying you're a very bad person if you watch porn, you should not do that, that generally doesn't work. So this is what often happens, for example, in a couple dynamic, right, where it's like one partner finds out the other partner is watching porn and they go, oh my God, I can't believe that you're doing this. I feel like you're cheating on me. You have to stop. If you ever do this again, I'm going to leave you. I'm so hurt, etc. Right? It's like, which is understandable if a partner feels really hurt or betrayed from their partner's porn use. That's understandable. But essentially saying, oh my God, this is terrible. You're making me feel bad. Essentially telling the porn addict, you're a bad person for watching porn and you must stop, that almost never works. And similarly, this is also with like the religious approach to say, unfortunately, many religions are imbued with a lot of shame around sex in general, and of course, pornography as well, and even like self-pleasure. And essentially telling people you're not allowed to do this, it is bad and sinful, and God is angry at you if you do this, it generally doesn't work. Whether you're religious or not, like you have to acknowledge that on a large scale, we've tried this on like billions of people, and the success rate is extremely poor. So trying to shame people out of bad behavior generally doesn't work, especially if that bad behavior is addictive. If anything, ironically, the shaming, the feelings of guilt, the making someone feel bad drives the addictive behavior. Because again, we use the addiction to make ourselves feel better, to escape those negative feelings we don't want to feel. So that is the guilt and shame and negative emotion side. And even without any of this, you know, even without anyone externally shaming you for it, if you're an addict and if you've been an addict for a long time, and even, especially if you're like a high level addict, if you're like a level 4, level 5 addict, and you can watch my video on the levels of addiction and how they differ. If you're a high level addict, you have probably suffered some really serious negative consequences in your life. Like even without anyone shaming you, or telling you that you shouldn't use porn, you have witnessed the destruction that this addiction has brought to your life. You realize, you notice, you've completely nuked your dopamine system. You have, maybe you have anhedonia, like nothing gives you pleasure anymore except chasing the next high. Maybe you have erectile dysfunction. You are experiencing negative effects where you're like, wow, I'm really doing harm to myself. I've really let this run way too far. I've let this run rampant through my life. So even without any external shaming, you probably feel bad about it. There's negative feelings associated with your addiction. And of course, the whole experience of trying to quit and being unable to quit and struggling with urges and so on, all of this is also negative feelings. It doesn't feel good. It's a huge struggle. And all of that leads to a lot of negative emotions, a lot of negativity being associated with sex and sexual desire. So that is a big part of the problem, part of the suffering we experience as addicts. On the other hand, there is the goal of having a healthy, positive sex life. Different people have a different idea of what exactly that looks like. But I think most of us can agree that, you know, a healthy, well-lived human life includes a good, healthy, wholesome sex life of some form or another. So you want to be able to enjoy sex and sexuality and pleasure. And this is where addicts have this struggle, because your sex and sexuality and sexual desire is loaded down with all these negative feelings. So how can you learn and cultivate a positive attitude towards sex? How can you have a positive attitude towards your desire and be playful and happy with your sexuality? In order to do that, you have to somehow disconnect all of that negativity from your addiction and possibly from cultural programming, from the positive and wholesome side of sex and sexual pleasure. This is part of the healing process. In fact, one of the things is that if you have a really healthy, positive attitude towards sex and sexuality, and you have a good sex life, that makes you much less likely to feel the need for pornography as an outlet. And that's true even if you're currently single. Let's talk about how you can do this healing process, how you can actually go about this. A key to doing this is non-resistance, or allowing. So I'll also link to this video about what you resist persists. Basically, trying to resist things, trying to push things away, makes them persist and makes them stronger in general. So therefore, trying to push away aspects of your sexuality, trying to get rid of certain desires, that generally doesn't work. In fact, the opposite tends to work if you just allow yourself to express your desires and also allow yourself to express your frustrations, your negative emotions, whatever comes up. That is actually a much better way to get rid of them than essentially trying to get rid of them. So ironically or paradoxically, allowing things lets you let go of them, whereas resisting things makes them stick around. Here's how this applies to this whole topic of sex and sexual desire and negative feelings. You can do this as an exercise where, first of all, you allow yourself to express whatever desires you have and whatever desires come up. And you can allow yourself, essentially, you can do this as a writing exercise. Write down, basically, the title can be all of my sexual desires. And then you write down everything that comes to mind. Absolutely everything that feels like this is a sexual desire I have. And the rule is everything is allowed. You're allowed to express absolutely everything that comes up. This by itself can be a cathartic and healing exercise, because maybe you've been suppressing some of these things constantly and you've only kind of leaned into it a little bit whenever you've been consuming porn. And whenever you've not been in the kind of porn brain haze, you've always been trying to keep these things away from yourself. And just allowing yourself to say, here's a desire, here's a desire, here's whatever comes up, can be itself quite healing. Next, you can look at everything you wrote down and you can realize the following. As someone who's been using porn for a long time, there are going to be certain things in there that you have, that you maybe feel a desire for, or maybe things that you have consumed as porn, but they don't even come up when you write down your desires. But there are going to be certain things that are not your real authentic sexual desires. In other words, there's going to be things that you have either watched porn of or that come up when you write down your desires that are not a real desire. They're actually a porn brain phenomenon. So because of the way addiction works, we tend to keep escalating, right? We start with something relatively mild and we escalate to heavier and heavier stuff. And that's because of how dopamine works. I've talked about that separately. So there's this escalation factor, and we can escalate ourselves, like this stimulation seeking behavior, we just need more and more stimulation, can make you escalate to stuff that is really like, again, it's a porn brain phenomenon. Actually, you don't want this. You're just so desperate for an extra hit that you end up watching stuff that is quite removed from your real desires. And an example of this is this phenomenon with porn addiction, where people end up watching content that is not aligned with their sexual orientation, which is to say, if you're straight, you end up watching gay porn. And if you're gay, you end up watching straight porn. And this is reported in data, in research data, this happens both ways. So what that means is, you know, you're actually straight, your real sexual desires is to have sex with someone of the opposite gender, but by pure stimulation seeking, you have escalated yourself into consuming content that is homosexual content. And it's like, you don't actually want that. You don't want that in real life. That's the truth of it. But it's a porn brain thing that it seems like you want it. There are also going to be some desires that are the result of some kind of repressed trauma that, again, are not entirely real sexual desires. An example of this might be something related to, let's say, experiencing pain, where maybe you're watching content of people inflicting pain on each other in various ways. And that could be a real desire, like sensation play. You like the excitement of like the contrast between pleasure and pain. But it could also be that you're somehow externalizing the incredible guilt you feel about your own porn use and about your sexual desires, where you feel like, I need to be punished for this. And in the context of someone being punished, it feels like, okay, in this context, I'm being punished, so therefore, I'm allowed to enjoy myself. So it's almost like you have to be punished or pay for your transgressions, and that makes it okay. And again, there, the real thing, the real desire is not to experience pain in a sexual context. The real desire is to escape the negative feelings you have. It's some kind of a projection of a trauma. Another example of this that I suspect applies to many people, but not everyone, but many people probably who watch cuckold-themed pornography, that might not be a real sexual desire you have. It might just be that you're fetishizing the experience you're having as a porn viewer. So as a porn viewer, you are kind of a third party watching other people have sex. And you're kind of in this powerless observer position. And maybe you're fetishizing that by watching porn of it. Because the cuckold is essentially in that powerless consumer position. Now, the reason I'm saying all this is because one thing that will happen, and this is something I've experienced and my clients experience, people in the Equipped by Healing community experience this, once you're porn free, over time, you will see that certain fantasies and certain desires kind of just fade away. So while you were actively watching porn, maybe you were constantly watching, again, some porn where people are being punished and pain is being induced. But then when you're porn free, the longer you're porn free, the less interesting that becomes. And eventually you're just like, why did I even like that? You can't relate to that anymore. And that often, that's an indication that wasn't the real desire. That was just a porn brain thing. In some cases, though, you will have to do some additional work. You might have to actually confront the feelings of guilt and shame that make you feel like you ought to be punished. And once you get to the bottom of that, and you can use things like introspective writing and shadow work to do that, once you get to the bottom of that, then you feel that release, you kind of let go of that and the desire fades into the background. If you're interested in learning more about this, by the way, there's a free introspective writing course and a free shadow work course in my community. So you can sign up through the link in the description. Go to the Equipped by Healing community and both of those courses are available for you for free. And finally, there's going to be desires that are simply real sexual desires. And those are completely valid. And those can also be, by the way, I'm not saying, like, I really don't want to be moralizing here. I'm not saying that, you know, anything like BDSM, for example, is always a porn brain thing. It's always some kind of an externalized trauma thing or whatever. No, you can have a genuine desire to experience these power dynamics in sex. You can have a genuine desire, like I said, of like mixing pain and pleasure. that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you, right? So your genuine sexual desires can be pretty kinky and adventurous. This is not judging. This is not saying like the ultimate goal is that all you really want is, you know, vanilla sex. All you really want is sex in the missionary position for procreative purposes, right? There's nothing wrong with having, you know, playful and adventurous sexual desires. The way to start exploring this is with this writing exercise where, first of all, you write out everything that comes up. And secondly, you just give yourself time. You give yourself time and see which fantasies, which desires kind of just fade into the background. And you allow it to happen. This is really the most important thing. Because as long as you're sitting there going, if you're looking at the list of everything you wrote down and you go, okay, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, this is good. So I have to, these bad ones have to go away. I have to make them go away. That is going to be a problem. Because you're resisting them, which will probably make them persist. So instead, look at the list of everything you write down and ask yourself, well, which ones am I resisting? Which ones feel bad? And then ask yourself, well, why does this feel bad? Why do I want this to go away? Because the best way, again, the best way to let go of this, the best way to let the fake desires, the porn brain desires fade away is to just allow them to be there. Just go, okay, right now I have a desire for this and that's okay. And I'm just going to see what happens. As soon as you actively try to push something away, it's probably going to stick around. So use this as an opportunity. The writing is an opportunity to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling without resisting it. Allow yourself to want what you want without resisting it. And then also use any kind of resistance you have to the things you write down. That's also an opportunity to work on these things because you can say, okay, it seems like a lot of the things on this list, I wish they weren't here. I feel really ashamed. I feel really guilty about them. And you can use introspective writing. You can use the embodiment method. Again, you can learn all this in my content and in the Equipped by Healing community. You can use that to unwind or further explore these feelings. And ultimately, the better you are at allowing these things and just observing them as they are, the faster your brain will reset and your desires will reset to a, you know, a healthy, like normal sex life and normal sexual desires. And the work here is to get to the point where you can just say, okay, look, I have the desires I have, which also you don't always have to take action on them. Just because you have a desire for something doesn't mean you have to do it. But you can acknowledge, I have these desires, this is going on, and I can accept this about myself. There's nothing shameful about having sexual desires, having kinky sexual desires. There's nothing shameful about this. There's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with being a sexual creature with desires and fantasies. And the closer you get to that, the closer you get to complete acceptance of your own desires, the more you will loosen the tension that is getting in the way of you having a good and healthy sex life, the more you'll be able to be relaxed and playful and have a good sex life. So this is one of the things we're doing, this inner work, detecting the tension and letting yourself let go of that tension can make a huge difference to your enjoyment of your life and specifically your sex life. So that's an overview of one thing we need to be aware of about the two sides of like all the sexual pain and shame and guilt. And on the other side, the wholesome, positive sexual desire. Do this writing exercise. It can be pretty intense. This is, again, it's more advanced work, right? This is advanced introspective work, but this can really help you unwind a lot of tension and it can accelerate the healing process very significantly. So try this out and let me know how it goes. Like I mentioned before, the links to all of the stuff are in the show notes. You can join my community. You can take the Equipped by Healing program, which is a 21-day program to overcome porn addiction and build positive, healthy habits. You can learn about introspective writing and much, much more. If you have any questions about this or suggestions for topics I should cover in future episodes, please leave a comment below.